弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天晚上能够在这里一起来聚会敬拜神。
I'm very happy that we can gather here tonight to worship and praise the Lord.
小弟过去的这四个星期呢，在南美洲协助那里的圣工。
And during these past 4 weeks, I've been in South America helping out with the holy work there.
那里是夏天，这里是冬天。
And it's summer over there, and here it is winter.
所以我们在各地方能够有一个很舒服的环境来敬拜神这是主耶稣给我们的恩典。
It is a blessing from God that we are able to have a good environment to worship Him.
那我们今天晚上呢，小弟跟大家一起来查考为复活的生命主做见证。
Tonight, I'd like to study with all of you the topic, be a witness for the resurrected Prince of Life.
因为我们现在读经进度在读使徒行传。
Because according to a Bible reading schedule, we are reading the book of Acts.
从这个月开始呢，我们就是读使徒行传。
So starting from this month, we are reading the book of Acts.
那使徒行传就是圣灵的行传，就是圣灵怎么样带领教会来发展的一个记录。
And so the book of Acts records how the Holy Spirit guided the church.
那我们教会的灵恩布道会在四月初的时候会举开。
We will have a church's spiritual convocation and evangelical services in the beginning of April.
所以差不多两个月的时间我们可以再一次来思考要怎么样来为主耶稣基督做见证。
And so we have 2 more months to think about how we can be witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们在读使徒行传的时候，我们会看到许多美好的见证人，他们抓住每一个机会为复活的耶稣基督做见证。
And so when we study the book of Acts, we see that there are many good witnesses who grasp onto the opportunity to witness for the Lord.
所以我们这个时候来读使徒行传呢，就是来准备我们为耶稣基督来的福音来努力的一个准备。
And so when we read the book of Acts, this is us making an effort to prepare to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
神在每一个地方都有他所要拣选的百姓。
In every place, God has people that he has chosen.
因为圣经预言在末后的日子主耶稣再临的时候。
For the Bible has prophesied that during the end times, when the Lord Jesus comes again.
神国里的子民是从各族、各国、各方聚集过来的。
The nation of the Lord will be comprised of people from all nations.
所以从各地方只要在这个福音能够传播的地方，都有神所拣选的百姓。
And so there are chosen people wherever the gospel is preached to.
那我们需要尽我们最大的努力把这个福音传播让主所预定拣选的人都能够进入他的羊圈。
And so we must make an effort to spread the gospel so that those who are chosen by God can enter the fold.
那这些主所要拣选的人能不能够听到福音它的关键就是在我们有没有去传播这个得救的道理。
And the key point on whether these chosen people can receive the gospel is if we are able to spread the gospel.
如果我们每一个人都能够照圣经所告诉我们的以及这些人物所留下的榜样来这样做见证。
If all of us can witness like what the Bible tells us and the examples that are left in the Bible.
那相信神所拣选的人他们最后都会听到主的声音。
I believe that those who are chosen by God will hear the calling of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们会看到一道亮光。
They will see a great light.
那这个光要指引他们的脚步。
And this light should guide their footsteps.
那这个光也要让他们的眼睛打开。
This light should open their eyes.
能够看到今天这个世界上许许多多的似乎很吸引人目光的最终都要归于虚空。
And so that they can see that things that are attractive in this world are all meaningless.
那所以今天晚上我们来从使徒行传第三章来看看怎么为主耶稣基督做见证。
So tonight, using Acts chapter 3, we'll study how we can be witnesses for Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒行传第三章这是教会建立之后那一天五旬节那一天3000人受洗教会就建立了。
And so Acts chapter 3 takes place after the establishment of the church during the time of Pentecost after 3,000 were baptized.
那个时候这个主的门徒呢他们都同心合一的一起祷告团契。
At that time, the apostles were very united, and they would pray together in fellowship.
那神也给使徒们啊，极大的权柄可以施行神迹奇事。
And God also gave the apostles the power and authority to perform miracles.
那更重要的就是弟兄姐妹他们聚在一起，一起学习啊神的话语。
Most importantly, the brothers and sisters gathered together to learn the word of God.
他们学习之后，他们就恒心遵守，他们就去做。
And after they learned about the word of God, they wholeheartedly followed the word of God and kept it.
那结果，他们周围的人看到他们的表现啊，都非常喜爱他们。
And those who are around them, they would like them because of their actions.
啊，所以《使徒行传》二章四十七节特别说啊，当初啊这一群最初啊受洗的啊主的门徒呢。他们都得到众民的喜爱。
And so in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, it says that this group of people who were baptized in the beginning all had favor with all people.
那其实这个是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这一群人基本上各种背景都有。
This group of people comprised of people from different backgrounds.
相信绝对不是每一个人一开始都是好人。
I'm sure in the beginning not all of them were good.
但是当这个神的道理领受遵行之后
，But after they received the word of God and they accepted it，
那他们的生命就可以被改变
，Their life could be changed。
结果，那个众民就喜爱他们
，And so all people they gained favor with all people。
表示他们可以得，他们可以啊，真的啊，生活出啊耶稣基督的见证了。
That means that they can live out and be witnesses for Jesus Christ。
他们的生命是改变的
，Their life had changed。
那所以结果主就把得救人天天加给他们。
And so God added to them daily.
啊，所以就看到教会的增长啊，就非常的快速。
So you can see that the church grew very quickly.
那接下去我们就看到啊，第三章一开头就是啊，彼得、约翰呢，他们到圣殿去祷告。
So in the beginning of chapter 3, we see that Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
那他们经过啊，圣殿门口的美门呢，啊，他们啊，施行了一个神迹。
And they performed a miracle at the beautiful gate of the temple.
他们让一个瘸腿的人起来走路。
And they allowed a crippled man to walk.
那这个神迹呢，让众人非常的惊讶。
And many were surprised by this miracle.
那所以当时候很多人呢，就满心稀奇的赞美神。
And at that time, people were filled with wonder and amazement and praise God.
那因为是在圣殿这个地区，所以很多人聚集。
Because it was at the temple, a lot of people gathered there.
所以我们现在只是跳过去第三章的第十一节。
If you look at chapter 3, verse 11.
三章的十一节，那人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，很觉得稀奇。十二节。
Verse 12.
那彼得看见，就对百姓说，以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？十三节。
Verse 13.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。你们却把他交付比拉多，比拉多定义要释放他，你们竟在比拉多面前曲解了他。十四节。
14.
那你们曲解了那圣洁公义者，反求着释放一个凶手给你们。十五节。
15.
你们杀了那生命的主。神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都是为这事做见证。十六节。
16.
我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这个人健壮了，正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。那这段经文呢，在交代当时候彼得他怎么样在众人面前为他所施行这个神迹来做解释。
And so here we see how Peter explained the miracle that he performed in front of all the people.
那这个也就是彼得他后来在传福音的内容之一。
And this was one of the content of his message when he later preached.
其实他这个能力是神给他的。
This power was given by God.
那这里这个能够行神迹的能力跟信心有关系。
And the power to perform miracles had to do with their faith.
因为第十六节第十六节他特别说
，Because in verse 16 it records，
他说我们因为信他的名，就是信耶稣基督的名
，through faith in his name, which is the name of Jesus Christ。
那他的名就叫这个人健壮了。
And this his name has made this man strong。
然后正是他所赐的信心叫这个人在你们众人面前全然好了。
And it is through this faith that this man has been made well.
所以他所赐的信心，就是主耶稣基督所赐的信心，是在这个施行神迹的人，也是包括在这个领受恩典的人。
So this faith is given to him who performs the miracle and him who receives the healing.
所以这个主耶稣基督的名有权柄。
So the name of Jesus Christ has power.
相信耶稣基督这个名的人就得恩典。
And those who believe in his name will receive grace.
那所以彼得呢，他特别强调，他是为耶稣基督做见证。
So Peter emphasized that he was witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ.
在从第十一节开始，他的这个解释里面呢，就充满了对主耶稣基督的不同名称的介绍。
And so starting from verse 11, we see how he refers to God using different names.
那所以从一个神迹开始，彼得他介绍耶稣基督。
So starting from a miracle, he started to introduce Jesus Christ to them.
那当时候大家其实重点都是看到这个神迹，就是这个人他起来走路了。
At the time, the people only saw that this man got up to walk.
可是彼得他特别说，其实我们是来为这个复活的生命主做见证的。
Peter says that we are witnesses for this Prince of Life.
因为你们把这个生命的主杀了。
For you have murdered this Prince of Life.
第十五节他说，但是神将他从死里复活。
But God had raised him from the dead.
那我们都是为这个事情做见证。
And of this we are all witnesses.
所以彼得他要把众人的眼光从这个神迹这件神迹上面把它转移到耶稣基督复活这个事实。
So Peter wanted to change their emphasis from this miracle to the fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
他解释这个神迹 的来源呢，不是在人身上。
He explained that this miracle did not come from man.
神迹的源头是从耶稣基督来的。
But rather from Jesus Christ.
他指出神的儿子耶稣基督的名是多有权柄。
Emphasize how powerful the name of Jesus Christ was.
所以他为了要强调让众人可以进一步认识主耶稣基督他特别指出当时候众人所犯的错误。
And so for him to bring people to believe in Jesus Christ, he pointed out their wrong.
因为本来比拉多是要把主耶稣释放的。
Because Pilate had wanted to release Jesus.
因为在福音书里面特别记录比拉多三次审问，他都查不出耶稣到底有什么罪。
In the gospel books, we see that Pilate, after questioning Jesus Christ three times, he could not find any fault or sin.
所以当时候，你看第十三节就特别说，比拉多定要释放他。
And so verse 13, it says that Pilate wanted to let him go.
但是他说，你们竟然在比拉多面前拒绝了他。
But in the presence of Pilate, they had denied him.
所以他们把没有罪的主耶稣基督呢钉十字架，但是却让一个应该一个强盗本来应该定死的人反而被释放了。
And so, they crucified Jesus Christ who had no sin, and in its place they set free a murderer.
所以当时候你看彼得呢，他很勇敢的指出那个时代他们所犯的错误，就是呼喊要定耶稣十字架。
So Peter very boldly said what they did wrong, and that is that they wanted to crucify Jesus Christ.
那他现在借这个神迹要见证主耶稣基督复活。
And through this miracle, he wanted to testify and witness that Jesus Christ had resurrected.
主耶稣基督是在他们的眼前活生生的升上天去的。
Jesus Christ was living and he ascended to heaven right before them.
所以彼得说，我们是为这个事情做见证。
So Peter said that we are witnesses of this.
所以主耶稣活着这个事实非常关键。
So it is a key point that they learn that Jesus Christ lives.
因为当主耶稣复活之后，他向他的门徒显现。
Because once he resurrected, he appeared to his disciples.
主耶稣所复活显现的人，基本上都有目的的。
And when he appeared to his disciples, he had a purpose.
那目的就是要去做见证，耶稣活了。
And his purpose was to witness that Jesus Christ has lived.
那这个也成为我们今天信仰的一个很重要的内涵。
This is a very important point in our faith today.
我们今天所信的救主是活的的。
The Lord that we believe in today is living.
今天有很多人在拜神。
A lot of people worship God today.
但其实他们所拜的神不会是活的。
But the God that they worship is not living.
这些所谓的神都是受造的。
The God that they call God is actually created.
有时候这个所谓的神是我们人的思想而已。
And sometimes it's in their own thoughts.
根本就没有能力去 创造生命或者是给予生命。
Their God has no power to create life or to give life.
顶多有人可以经历，好像他们所拜的对象可以给他们一些好处。
Some people might feel like they gain benefits from the God they worship.
但是这些好处基本上都是世界上的。
But these gains are all worldly.
没有任何一个神能够给人一个生命，而且能够提升到更丰盛的程度。
No, the God can give them a life and to make them life even more abundant.
所以今天我们所信的主，他能够改变我们的生命。
So the God that we worship today, He can change our lives.
实际上是因为他复活了。
Because He has resurrected.
所以当我们呼喊他的时候，他可以听见。
So when we call upon Him, He listens.
我们生活当中的每一个细节，他都看得清楚。
And He can see every step of our lives.
而且他非常在意我们是怎么样生活的。
And He places great care on how we live.
因为他救我们是要给我们丰盛的生命。
For He saved us to give us an abundant life.
他让我们重新活着，他事实上是给我们使命。
And He gave us life again, and He sacrificed His life in our place.
所以今天我们的主是活着的，他复活了。
So the God that we worship today, He is living and He is resurrected.
我们今天借着领受圣灵，我们都可以领受到这个神是存在实际的。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we know that the God we worship is living and He is real.
因为我们本来都不知道要用圣灵来祷告。
Because before we did not know to pray with the Holy Spirit.
当我们呼喊主耶稣基督的名字的时候，
When we call on the name of the Lord Jesus,
我们就不断地赞美他。
We praise Him.
这个上面来的能力就浇灌我们。
And the power from above fills us.
那我们可以讲起这个灵言来。
So that we can speak in tongue.
那就可以让我们经历，世上真的神存在。
So that we may experience that God exists.
借着圣灵，我们可以体验到神的爱。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can experience the love of God.
所以圣灵让我们不能够否认神的存在以及耶稣基督复活。
So by the Holy Spirit, we cannot deny the existence of God and His resurrection.
那这个也就是今天我们要做见证的一个很重要的根据。
This is a very important evidence that we have when we are being witnesses.
因为彼得他们也是照着主耶稣的吩咐，得了圣灵之后开始做见证的。
Because Peter, as instructed by Jesus Christ, after he received the Holy Spirit, he began to be a witness.
他现在借着这个神迹，要让众人可以了解耶稣他复活。
And through this miracle, he wanted people to know that God had resurrected.
那主耶稣复活之后，现在他的名字事实上是充满权柄。
After Jesus had resurrected, his name was filled with power and authority.
因为主耶稣他在复活之后向门徒显现的时候。
After Jesus had resurrected, he appeared before his disciples.
他当时就跟这些使徒这样说了。
And at the time, he told his apostles.
马太福音第二十八章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
马太福音二十八章十八节。
Matthew 28, verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”这里在讲到所有的权柄的问题。
Here it talks about all authority.
这所有的权柄现在都给了耶稣基督。
All authority has been given to Jesus.
所以第十九节，主耶稣他才会跟门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Verse 19, that therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
那这个名呢？这个是单数的名，其实指的就是主耶稣基督他这个独有的名。
So name here is singular, meaning that there is only one name.
这是独一无二的。
And there is no other name.
第二十节他说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
所以这个名可以赦罪，可以留罪。
So this name can forgive the sin of man.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他现在他说父已经把所有的权柄都给他。
So here Jesus said that he has been given all authority.
所以你看彼得他对主耶稣基督这个名字他有很深入的体验跟认识。
So we see that Peter, he has a very deep understanding and experience with the name of God.
他当初听到主耶稣这样子吩咐以后，
When he heard this commandment from Jesus,
他就照着主的交代就等候圣灵。
He did accordingly and waited for the Holy Spirit.
等到他领受圣灵之后，
and after he received the Holy Spirit,
他现在懂得用耶稣这个名字。
He knew to use the name of Jesus.
所以他是奉主耶稣基督的名叫这个瘸子起来走路的。
So the name of Jesus Christ, he told this crippled man to come to walk.
变成说他所拥有最有效的武器。
And so he used the most effective tool.
你看当时候彼得说金跟银我都没有。
So Peter said, silver and gold I do not have.
我把我所有的给你。
But what I do have, I give you.
他所拥有的就是他对耶稣基督这个名字的信心。
All that he had was the faith in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以你看彼得呢，他因为信靠主耶稣这个名字呢，也因为神给他的信心，让他可以施行神迹，然后为耶稣基督做见证。
Peter, because of the faith given to him by God, and because he had faith in the name of Jesus Christ, he was able to perform this miracle.
所以我们要懂得用主的名字。
So we must know to use the name of Jesus Christ.
我们要同时祈求神给我们信心。
We must ask God to give us faith.
今天我们若是没有信心，其实很多事情我们做不到。
Today, if we do not have faith, we cannot do a lot of things.
我们没办法克服这个世界上的引诱。
We cannot overcome the temptations of the world.
但是如果有信心，就办得到。
But if we have faith, then we can do it.
那问题是信心有时候我们很缺乏。
The problem is sometimes we lack faith.
这是为什么使徒他们当时候就懂得跟主耶稣说，求主赐给我们信心。
And that is why the apostles at that time they knew to ask God to give them faith.
那信心也成为后来这个圣灵的恩赐里面的其中一项。
And faith is one of the the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，有时候有些人他很有信心的。
So we see that some people they have a lot of faith.
他不害怕，不害怕，万一没有的时候怎么办
？They are not afraid of running out of faith.
所以其实我们要跟主耶稣基督求信心。
So we must ask God for faith.
有信心，他说像主耶稣所说的，就可以，其实像一粒芥菜种那么小，就可以移山倒海。
And like Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, then you can move mountains.
那这个信心基本上是为了要传福音的。
And this faith is used to preach the gospel.
不是用来让人家觉得很惊讶，说你好厉害。
It's not to amaze others and allow others to think that you're very good.
所以我们看到当时候彼得呢，他因着主所赐的信心，他利用主耶稣基督的名字这个权柄施行神迹。
So here we see that Peter he used the faith he got from God and to use the authority of the name of Jesus Christ.
然后之后呢，我们如果看第三章十七节。
If you look at chapter 3 verse 17.
弟兄们，我晓得你们做这个事是出于不知你们的官长也是这样子。
Verse 17. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers.
所以他解释，当时候众人所犯的错误，基本上是因着无知才把主耶稣钉十字架。
So at the time he explained that the people had sinned because of their ignorance, and that is why they crucified Jesus Christ.
但是神的作为奇妙就在这里。
But this is how miraculous the work of God is.
因为第十八节他说，但是神曾借着众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样子应验了。
Verse 18, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled.
那表示说，其实有时候人的无知所犯的错误，却应验了经上的预言，就是让神的旨意成全。
So here it tells us that sometimes when we commit wrongdoing out of our ignorance, and it is actually fulfilling God's will.
但是这些犯错的人，他们并不会因为这样被称义。
But those who do this wrongdoing, they would not be justified.
因为他的错误是事实。
Because the wrongdoing is real.
但是神他的能力就在这里彰显出来。
But here we see the power of God.
也就是说，神的道不会被捆绑。
And that is that the word of God cannot be bounded.
因为神可以将人的错误转变成神的旨意可以成全的一个方式。
Because God can use man's wrongdoing and change it to fulfill His will.
所以基督将要受害，这个事是主耶稣他传福音的时候就一再的预言他所要遭遇的。
And so the fact that Jesus Christ was suffered, he prophesied this and preached this.
他要人子要被出卖了。
Because he would be betrayed.
他要被交在这个祭司长文士的手里被钉十字架。
And he will be handed over to the chief priest to be crucified.
那你看主耶稣真的照他所说的这样子被钉十字架。
And Jesus Christ, he was crucified like he said.
可是他说那个把他出卖那个人不生在世上倒好。
And so he said that the man who betrayed him would not.
就是他最好不要生下来了。
That it's best if he was not born.
因为这个人是有祸的。
Because woe to him.
所以你看出卖主耶稣的犹大，他的下场非常凄惨。
So we see the end result of Judas was very tragic.
所以犹大的错误并不能够阻碍神的救恩计划的成全。
But his wrongdoing cannot obstruct the fulfillment of God's prophecy.
那神就用犹大这个错误来成全救恩了。
And God used this wrongdoing to fulfill his salvation.
这里就看到神他是多么奇妙。
So we see how miraculous God is.
那所以这个时候，你看彼得他勇敢指出众人的错误之后，第十九节他给众人一个很重要的提醒。
So after Peter very boldly pointed out the wrongdoing of the people, he gave them a reminder in verse 17.
他说你们第十九节说你们应当要悔改归正，使你们罪得以涂抹。
Verse 19, repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
所以要悔改归正，这在强调他们要认罪的重要性。
So to repent and be converted means that they must acknowledge their sins.
所以人的错误，就算成就了神的任何工作。其实都没办法抹杀这个人错误所应当付的代价。
And so even though through a man's wrongdoing it might be changed to fulfill the will of God, however that sin cannot be blotted out.
所以这个犯错了一定要悔改。
And so you must repent.
那他如果悔改呢？那他这个安舒的日子就从主面前来到了。
And after you repent, then times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
也就是说，当人愿意悔改的时候，你看神就愿意赦免。
So when you're willing to repent, then God is willing to forgive you.
那所以才有可能得到怜悯。
And only then can you receive mercy.
当一个人有神的怜悯的时候
，When someone receives the mercy of God,
这个安舒的日子就在讲得到神怜悯的时候。
Then they will have times of refreshing.
会让我们觉得说，哎，我们能够再一次的感受到神的爱。
So once again, you can receive and feel the love of God.
神接纳了愿意悔改的人。
That God has accepted those who are willing to repent.
所以第二十节，他就特别强调说，主必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
Verse 20, he says, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before.
那这个就是指着主耶稣基督第二次再来的。
This means the second coming of Jesus Christ.
第二十一节，天要留他，等到万物复兴的时候。就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的这个就是要等到神所预定的时间来到。
Verse 21, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So this is according to God's time.
现在他强调说，一定要懂得听从从神所兴起的这一位救主基督才有办法得到真正的福气。
And so here it says that you will receive this if you are able to listen to God, which has been spoken by the mouth of his prophets.
也就是说，因为第二十二节就引摩西他所说过的预言。
For in verse 22, it talks about the prophecy of Moses.
有一位先知兴起，要像摩西这样子。
There will be a prophet like Moses.
就是要成为神跟人之间的中保。
And he will be a mediator between man and God.
他所说的话都要听。
And whatever he says, you shall listen.
如果不听的话，就要从民中全然灭绝。
And if you do not, you will be destroyed from all people.
那表示说，要愿意听这位神所兴起的救主，人才能够存活。
And so you must listen to this Lord for you to have life and be sustained.
好，所以你看，他就引这个旧约圣经里面所有关主耶稣基督的预言呢，就一直跟他讲到讲让众人可以了解主耶稣基督他在旧约里面所预言的这些日子。
And so he allowed people to understand the prophecy that was in the Old Testament regarding Jesus Christ.
他重点就是要让人回转离开罪恶。
And his main point was for them to repent and acknowledge their sins.
那这个就是彼得他做见证的内容。
This is the content of Peter's witness.
你看，如果我们把它做个整理。
If we are able to organize it.
他是要让众人的眼光能够注意耶稣基督。
He wanted all of them to turn their eyes towards Jesus.
要去体验耶稣基督从死里复活这个事实。
To experience the truth that Jesus Christ had resurrected from dead.
因为他本身就是一个见证人。
Because he himself he is a witness.
耶稣基督所讲的话、所做的事，他们是亲眼看到、亲手摸过的。
They had seen and personally witnessed what Jesus Christ had did and said.
那现在他要众人愿意信靠耶稣基督的名。
And so now he wanted all men to rely on the name of Jesus Christ.
对他有信心的就能够看到神迹。
So those who have faith may see these miracles.
他要众人愿意认罪悔改。
He wanted all men to repent.
然后当悔改的时候，这个安舒的日子才会来到。
And after they repent, then times of refreshing will come.
也就是说，人才能够重新得到盼望。
Only then can men regain hope.
那我们要愿意听从耶稣的话。
Only if you're willing to listen to the words of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样子人生命就可以改变，人就可以重新得到盼望。
Then you can change your life and you can have hope in your life.
对，将来耶稣再临，世界末了的时候，人就不会害怕。
So that when Jesus comes again during the end times, then man will not be afraid.
彼得的这一篇的正道非常重要。
This testimony, of Peter is very important.
因为他把这个神迹所有的荣耀都归给耶稣基督。
Because he gave all the glory of this miracle to Jesus Christ.
他用圣经的话语去让人看到人的错误。
He used the words in the Bible to allow man to see their wrongdoing.
他要把神的作为通通把它连在耶稣基督这个名字底下。
And to use all the works of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后他提供给人要改正、要悔改、现在要修正的真正的方向。
And he gave men the direction for them to repent and to correct themselves.
那所以你看我们今天在传福音的时候，
So today when we are preaching,
基本上我们也是在效法彼得，来让人了解什么叫全备的福音。
We can follow Peter so that they can know what is the complete truth.
今天我们真耶教会所传的，就是按照圣经里面所记录的。
The gospel that True Jesus Church preaches is according to the Bible.
我们就是在神末后日子特别兴起的一个属灵的教会。
And we are a spiritual church during the end times.
就是要重新复兴神在使徒那个时代的作为。
And so we are restoring once again the works of Jesus Christ during the time of the apostles.
我们今天所领受的圣灵跟使徒那个时候是一样的。
The Holy Spirit that we receive today is the same as during the time of the apostles.
真的，圣经在使徒行传里面所记载的这个得圣灵那时候情况，在真教会里面都重复出现过的。
And we also see how the disciples received the Holy Spirit. We can also see it in our church today.
所以我们要为这个复活的生命的主耶稣基督做见证。
So we must be witnesses of the resurrected Prince of Life.
那现在我们要怎么样做见证？
So how do we witness?
因为当我们有这样的一个认识，我们有这个意愿来传福音的时候，
When we have this understanding and heart to preach the gospel,
我们要知道我们当如何来执行。
We must know how to carry it out.
我们如果去做了，我们就会体验圣经的话是活的。
If we do it, then we will experience that the word of God is living.
我们的信仰生命一定会越来越活泼。
And our faith and will become more living.
当我们去传福音的时候，
So that when we preach,
我们就会发现，其实教会有很多的美好的见证。
We realize that there are many wonderful testimonies in the church.
我们如果去述说。
And if we are able to tell others,
我们就对我们的教会越来越有信心。
Then we'll have even more faith in our church.
我们就看到我们的教会真的是又真又活。
And we see that our church is living.
有时候虽然看起来很不显眼，
even though sometimes it may not appear so.
但是神的作为是超乎人所能够想象的。
But we know that the works of God are beyond human imagination.
本来觉得不可能的，变得可能。
What you thought was impossible before is possible.
你看第三章一开始的时候，
If we look at the beginning of chapter 3,
从第一节到第十节，
From verse 1 to 10,
基本上就让我们了解怎么彼得是怎么样为这个主耶稣基督做见证的。
We see how Peter witnessed for Lord Jesus.
第一节，
Verse 1,
在伸出祷告的时候，在下午三点的时候，
At the hour of prayer, the ninth hour,
你看彼得跟约翰他们到圣殿去要去祷告。
Peter and John went up together to the temple to pray.
我们就看到彼得、约翰呢，他们虽然是使徒，
We see that Peter and John, even though they were apostles,
他们虽然很忙，
even though they were very busy,
因为那个时候，你看教会一下子就增加三千人，
because at the time the church grew 3,000,
没有其他的工作人，就只有这十二个使徒负责一切。
There weren't any other workers; they were just the 12 disciples.
那当时候他们要到各个家里面去去团契，然后要教训众人来遵守主耶稣的教训。
At the time they had to fellowship with all the households, and they also had to teach them the teachings of God.
所有的工作就落在这个十二个人身上。
And all of the work fell on these 12 disciples.
如果按工作量来说，他们是超忙的。
And so if you look at their workload, they should be very busy.
可是 在这样的忙碌生活里面呢，他就是有一个固定的祷告时间。
But in their busy lives, they set aside a time to pray.
所以彼得、约翰这个使徒呢，他们能够行神迹不是没有理由的。
So there's a reason why Apostle Peter and John were able to perform miracles.
他们能够勇敢为耶稣基督做见证也是有原因的。
They're able to preach boldly. There is a reason behind this too.
所以根本的就是能够建立起祷告的生活。
And it was because they were able to establish a life of prayer.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹要做见证。要去传福音以前呢
，Today before we bear witness or we go out to preach，
我们一定要先建立起我们祷告的生活。
We must establish our life of prayer first。
我们早上起床的时候，我们在揭开这一天的生活以前，一定要先祷告。
When we wake up in the morning before we start our day, we should pray first。
我们要做工，一定要先祷告。
Before we do any work, we should pray。
我们读经以前先祷告。
Before we read the Bible, we should pray。
学生放学回家，我们工作人回家的时候先祷告。
As students, when we return home or when we return home from work, we should pray.
我们把我们的时间都交在主耶稣的手上。
We entrust our time and turn it over to God.
主耶稣让我们的每一件事情都在他的爱的祝福底下进行着。
And everything will happen under the guidance and the love of God.
所以我们每一件事情都会感受到主与我们同在。
So in everything we do, we'll feel the guidance of God.
所以我们一定要找到我们自己祷告的生活。
So we must have a life of prayer.
因为不管我们多忙。
Because no matter how busy we are,
没有祷告就不会有成果。
If we do not pray, we will not have a result.
所以我们儿童诗歌啊，他唱得很好啊。
There is a children's song.
你看，多祷告就多有能力。
If you pray more, then you will have more power.
少祷告就少有能力。
And if you don't pray or pray less, you will have less
power. 不祷告就没有能力。
And if you don't pray, you will have no power.
所以今天真教会里面最特别的地方就是祷告的生活。
And so a very unique point in the true church is that we have a life of prayer.
每一个教会之所以发展和不发展，就看弟兄姐妹有没有祷告而已。
In a church, whether or not it grows or not, depends on whether or not the brothers and sisters pray.
小丽到南美洲去协助圣工的时候
，When I went to South America to help with the church holy work,
每次去都有个很深的感触。
Every time I go, I have this deep feeling.
就是大部分我们的信徒基本上都被这个世界绑架了。
That many of our brothers and members are bounded by this world.
绑架就是因为那个钱哦。钞票数到没有时间跪下祷告。
Because you are counting money to a point that you do not have time to kneel down to pray.
因为所有的时间都用来赚钱了。
Because all your time is used to make more money.
没有办法安静下来在神面前祷告。
You cannot quiet yourself before God to pray.
那这样的一个生活形态就影响到整个教会。
And so this type of lifestyle will actually affect the whole church.
所以教会祷告没有能力。
So when you pray at church, there is no power.
那讲道的时候，众弟兄姐妹的那个吸收就不好。
And when you are preaching, then the brothers and sisters they cannot absorb.
就算听了也做不出来。
Even though they listen to it, they cannot do it.
但是一个教会如果真的有在祷告
，But if a church prays,
我们就会发现这个道理产生功效。
Then we will know that there is much power in effect.
信心会被提升。
That their faith will be increased.
那个圣功就会活泼。
And the holy work would be very living.
所以今天我们一定要在祷告上下功夫。
And so we must put effort in prayer.
真的，今天真教会哈，你看每一件事情它都是从祷告开始的。
So if we look in the true church, everything starts from prayer.
这是跟一般的教会非常不一样的。
And this is something that is different from other churches.
我们聚会的时间
，our church service times,
基本上
，in general,
有差不多三分之一的时间是来祷告的。
A third of the time is dedicated to prayer.
这是一般的基督教派他们没有。
And this is something that we don't see in other Christian churches.
但是我们就看到，因着有祷告，所以看到神的作为。虽然看起来教会很软弱，但是神还是保守住。
But if we pray, then we will see God's work. And even though the church might be very weak, God will still sustain the church.
这个人数还是会增加。
And we will still see an increase in the membership.
有很多人看不到的工作，神还是默默在做的。
And there are many work that men cannot see, but God is doing.
那表示说，其实有许多弟兄姐妹，他们默默的为教会祷告。
And we see that many brothers and sisters they are praying for the church.
所以这里让我们看到这个带头的这些像使徒，他们有这个祷告生活，就让这个教会啊，使徒教会真的不断的发展。
And because these leaders, the apostles, they had a life of prayer, that is why the apostolic church was able to continue to grow.
那我们如果看到第二节这里啊
，If you look at verse 2,
他们有一个人，他说生来是瞎眼，生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口，那要求进殿人周济。那表示这个人呢， 他事实上是经常性都在那边，很多人都认识他的。
So this man, he came every day, so people knew him.
那现在在这个时候，你看现在突然间彼得、约翰呢、他们这眼睛好像看到了这个人的需要。
And at the time, Peter and John, they saw his need.
他看到了这个人更需要的不是这些钱，而是有主耶稣基督的救恩。
They saw that he did not need money, but rather the salvation from Jesus Christ.
所以要怎么样去做见证？
So how were they to witness?
要做见证是要看到一个人的需要。
To witness, you must see the need of someone else.
今天有些人呢，他事实上所缺的不是这个物质的东西。
Some people today do not lack material possessions.
真正需要的是主耶稣基督这个救恩。
But rather salvation from Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天如果有祷告之后。
So today, if we pray,
我们也一定会像彼得、约翰这样子。
Then we'll be like Peter and John.
第三章的 第四节、
Chapter 3, verse 4.
这个时候彼得、约翰就定睛看他。
And fixing his eyes on him.
也就是说这个时候彼得他特别看到了这个人的真正的需要是什么。
Peter at that time knew his need.
也许以前他也曾经拿钱周济过他。
Maybe before he had given him money to help him.
但这一次彼得不是给他钱。
But this time he did not.
他用属灵的能力，奉耶稣基督的这个权柄啊，来让他起来走路。
The power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ, he told him to rise up and walk.
也就是说，他把他自己所有的最宝贵的这个主耶稣基督救恩给了他。
And that is that he gave all he had, the most precious salvation from Jesus Christ.
这个就是属灵的能力。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是属灵的眼光。
And this is spiritual eyesight.
那真的也是这个瘸腿最需要的。
And it was what this crippled man needed the most.
好，所以你看彼得呢，因为他就真的奉耶稣的名叫他起来走。
So Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
那圣经在第七节的地方特别记载。
In verse 7, it records.
他说彼得哈，他拉着他的右手，扶他起来。
That Peter took his right hand and lifted him up.
你看彼得他不是只是奉耶稣的名讲就算了。
Not only did Peter just say it in the name of Jesus Christ.
他真的是用属灵的能力帮助，又真的去扶持他，让他可以站起来的。
But through the power of the Holy Spirit, he went to help him so that he could lift him up.
所以他有实际上的伸出手来帮助他的。
So he actually stretched out his hand to help him.
主的名是有功效的。
We know how powerful the name of Jesus Christ is.
因为这个人当他被医治的时候是全能好的。
Because when he was healed, he was healed completely.
你看，你也想彼得，他也可以站在旁边看呐、啊。
Peter could have stood on the side and watched.
他就喊他说：“你起来，你起来走啊！”
And keep telling him to rise up and walk.
但是彼得不是这样子。
But Peter was not like this.
他奉耶稣的名叫他起来走的时候
，When he told him to walk in the name of Jesus Christ,
他就拉着他的右手扶他起来。
He took him by the right hand and lifted him up.
然后圣经说他的脚跟踝子骨就立刻健壮了。
And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
那我们就看到。彼得他拉他扶他的这个动作有关系的。
And we see that this has something to do with Peter lifting him up.
这个人，他如果是生来就是瘸腿的，他从来没有走过路的。
This man he was born lame. He had never walked before.
一个人如果没有走过路，他基本上马上这个时候他是不会走的。
So if someone had never walked before, at this moment he does not know how to walk.
你看今天如果从我们生理学的角度来看，他的肌肉不知道怎么用，他不知道怎么协调走路，走不稳的。
And so today, if we were to look at it, we might think he does not know how to use his muscles or how to walk.
你看今天一个人如果躺在床上躺久了以后
，If someone lies in bed for a very long time,
要下床走路还要复健
，That they will still need physical therapy if they were to come down
要一步一步来，慢慢才会走了。
And step by step, they learn how to walk.
那就更不用说跳，又可以跳又可以跑了。
And so this person, you don't even need to talk about him, but he was leaping and walking.
但是主的能力就是这么奇妙。
But this is how miraculous the power of God is.
你看，所以主耶稣的这个医治是100%。
And his healing is 100%.
所以当时候彼得奉主的名叫他起来走路的时候
，So when Peter told him to walk in the name of Jesus,
这个基本上是好了。
This is a good thing.
但是彼得他伸手扶他一把
，But Peter also stretched out his hand to lift him up.
让他能够站立起来
，So that he could stand up.
站起来之后，你看第八节，他就接着就跳起来，站着又行走，跟他们一起进了圣殿。走着跳着赞美神。
And so in verse 8 it says, So he leaping up stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God.
那我们就看到说，今天我们传福音给人的时候
，So we see that today when we preach to others,
当这个人有需要的时候，我们要实际上去扶他一把。
When this person has a need, we must stretch out our hands to help them.
所以我们传福音的过的同时，我们需要看到这个人的需要，要真的有实际上的帮助。
So in the process of preaching to others, we must also see their need and help them out.
所以这个人呢，你看他马上就像很健康的人，可以跳着走着，然后赞美神。
And so this person immediately was like a healthy person. He can walk and leap and praise God.
这是为什么众人看见就会很惊讶，然后大声赞美神。
And that is why when the people saw this, they were amazed and started to praise God.
你看，所以后来你看彼得呢，他就把这个所有的荣耀都归给神了。
And Peter gave all the glory to God.
哦，那接下去他就抓住机会向众人做见证。
And later on, he grasped onto the opportunity to witness in front of the people.
开始介绍耶稣基督，他是生命的主。
And to introduce how Jesus Christ is the Prince of Life.
然后他提出要怎么改变生命，要来回头归向神，来离开罪恶。
And how they were to change their lives to repent and return to God.
所以我们今天其实我们要去做见证，也是类似用这个方法。
And so today, when we are bearing witnesses or testimonies, we must also use the same method.
我们把我们的体验向人诉说。
We must tell people our experience.
最重要，其实我们要把所有的荣耀都归给主。
We must give all glory to God.
那抓住这个机会，向人来介绍我们所信的主是怎么一回事。
We must grasp on to the opportunity to introduce the God that we believe in to others.
今天主耶稣基督他在各地方，在众多弟兄姊妹身上有好多奇妙的见证。
Today we see many miracles that Lord Jesus Christ has performed in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
我们一定要记住一些弟兄姐妹美好的见证。
We must remember these testimonies.
所以我们可以去向人诉说。
So that we can tell others.
所以我们今天教会里面为什么需要收集见证？
So that is why in the church today we must collect these
testimonies. 我们需要常常看。
Because we need to read
them. 了解弟兄姐妹，每一个家庭他们是怎么信主，他们是怎么得恩典的。
And understand how each family has come to believe and how they have received blessings from God.
这些见证都是我们身边周围的弟兄姐妹啊。
These blessings, these testimonies come from the brothers and sisters that are
around us. 如果我们都能够有这些见证来向人分享的时候，
If we are able to have these testimonies to share with others,
我们在传福音的时候，我们就有很多的工具。
Then when we are preaching, we'll have many tools.
所以我们可以抓住机会向人介绍，真的我们的教会是属灵的，是神的真教会的。
So that we can preach to others and grasp onto the opportunity to tell us others that this church is spiritual and living.
因为神迹奇事，生命的改变在印证我们所传的真道。
Because these miracles, they tell us that the word that we preach is real.
有真道才会有神迹奇事的。
And when we have truth, then we will have miracles.
没有神迹奇事，说明这个道理是有问题。
And if we do not have miracles, then the truth that we preach, there is a problem with it.
但是我们今天教会里面弟兄姐妹这么多的美好见证。
But today in the church, all these brothers and sisters have such wonderful testimonies.
这说明今天我们的道理是纯正的，全备的。
This tells us that the truth that we preach is complete.
所以我们需要能够去记住，去常常去思想，我们弟兄姐妹他们在他们生命里面所发生过的。
So we must remember what has happened to our brothers and sisters in their lives.
勇敢的来诉说。
And boldly tell others.
我们越说，我们就会觉得说，其实做见证本身呢，我们也在学习的成长。
And the more we are able to bear testimonies, we can tell that we are also growing in the process.
当别人在问我们主耶稣基督，他这位救主是怎么样一个救主的时候
，So when other people ask us what kind of Savior Lord Jesus Christ is,
有时候可能就问起这个神观的问题，我们的基本教义了。
And so they might ask about our basic beliefs.
他们可能会提出许多的问题来，是我们可能没有想过的。
They might have many questions that we have never thought about.
但这个时候，就是我们去检验到底我们对我们的教会认识有多深的这个机会了。
But this is an opportunity for us to reflect about how well we know our church.
也是我们可以进一步的去加强自己在我们的信仰里面，能够让它更完备、更纯熟的机会。
And this is an opportunity for us to grow in our faith and to equip ourselves.
所以当我们为主做见证，
So when we are able to bear testimony and be a witness for God,
真的得造就的是我们自己。
The one that receive the most edification
is ourselves. 那主的名就因着我们的话得到荣耀。
And through the words that we speak, the name of Jesus Christ will receive glory.
那这个其实就是主所喜悦的事。
And this is favorable in the eyes of God.
所以愿我们都能够这样子来为主做见证。
May we all be witnesses for God.
因为当众人他们能够看到神的作为的时候，
but when the people are able to see the works of God,
他们就一起同心来赞美神。
Then together they praise God.
我们就会发现，其实我们本来都算不得什么。
And we will realize that before we were nothing.
但是我们今天竟然能够参与这样一个很美好的工作，来做这个天上至高的这个王啊，他的事情。
But today we are able to participate in this important work for the king in heaven.
就是 king 的 business， 就是我们在做王的事情。
And that we are doing the king's business.
那真的是我们最后一定得到主所应许的荣耀。
Then in the end we will receive glory that God has given us.
我们的奖赏在天上也是实在的。
And our reward is in heaven.
以此做我们互相勉励。
This is for our mutual encouragement.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
424首。
424.